Okay. So in the book, The Vedic Planetarium, Journey Through the Three Worlds, on page 147, we're talking about the virtual mind and how the mind is taking a much more active part in forming and shaping what we perceive of the world and how we perceive the world. And we take practical daily examples of speed reading and ambiguous images and all that. But also, and someone says here that this is the norm, it's not unusual. We partake very much actively forming the cosmos that we see around us and find ourselves in as we understand it. It's mind-blowing if you think about it. But then neuroscientist Rodolfo Linas and his colleagues have even suggested, I'm reading from my book here, that dreaming isn't just some odd leftover of mental life, but rather the basic form of this projective activity. I mean, I thought about this statement. Just now, and think about it. It makes perfect sense. I mean, just look up your basic Freudian dream work. You know, much of his science that he developed, or his theories, the whole psychoanalysis system, it all is based on that work he did. Basically exploring the subconscious and the mental realm. And there you got fit into our story here. The same thing, just expressed in different words. The subconscious is the causal. You know, it's us deep in there, back behind all this physical that we perceive now in our minds, with our desires, what we want to achieve or experience, but also what we expect to achieve and experience. And that expectation, that anticipation may be positive or negative, desire or fear. And that's how dreams come about. That from down there, in the unconscious, as Freud called it, we call it the paraliminal level, which we find there on the higher loka, lokas of the Puranic cosmology, the causal level, the Sushupti, meaning deep sleep when there is no dream, which, yep, dream researchers study in their labs how many hours and every night we spend not dreaming, just deep sleep. But how that is not some primitive turned off state, but we are actually gaining energy, we are resting, we are rejuvenating in that state. And in the Puranic cosmology, we are actually then resting with Supersoul in Svetadvip, or Satyaloka at least. And because that's the state of Sushupti, of deep sleep, of no dreams. So we are moving around between these lokas, on a daily and nightly basis. Now, those dreams may be sweet dreams or nightmares. We may be in heaven or hell, just as the bigger dream of us being in this world unfolds. Sometimes heaven, sometimes hell. And it emerges from, caused by karana. Well, this entire world, the body and the events going on here, in this cosmos that we find ourselves in, which is not created by us, obviously, but by someone else or some others, has its own eschatology and its own dream nature, and therefore heaven and hell. But they're the soul, the Atma, the one, the Jagrat, the one who is forth seeing all these different things going on, and whose consciousness it actually goes on, is God. And similarly, in the microcosmic, on the microcosmic level, we are the Atma. We are the dreamers. We are the desirers. So the karana, you know, you have karana dakasai Vishnu, who dreams up this entire existence. And then we have us here dreaming at night and having, of course, our dreams that we want to see fulfilled in this life. We are those. We have that karana level in us. And that's what Freud called the dream work. When the unconscious, you know, paraliminal mind, the one beyond the mental or physical or sensual forms, is doing it, doing a work in there. What shall I desire? What shall I want? What is, you know, and that's also a level of intelligence which can act on the abstract platform. And probably, if you really want to study, you know, everything in this seven loka, seven chakra system, then intelligence will be somewhere not exactly at the top. Because that's even transcending thought and reasoning and intelligence. I don't know, it's very subtle there. But the point then is that, yeah, our minds, as this man said there, that our dreams are examples of this work of the mind to create, either from desire or from fears or expectations or whatever. Or maybe just memories randomly, more or less. But again, often with some kind of deeper connection to desires or fears or whatever. And that's what, of course, psychoanalysis was working with and is. I don't know if it's still going, it's being used, but. And we use the same principles there in hypnotherapy, hypnoanalysis, which I used to work with that as a hypnotherapist. And you who work as a hypnotherapist doing hypnoanalysis, you know what I'm talking about. This is like our workplace, the subconscious mind and the mind. So, yeah, makes perfect sense. The dreams are then created by us from that deeper level. And talking there about the creative function of the mind, which when you get a little deeper into it, basically starts to sound magical. And the thing is that when you start learning about magic, that's what it's about. To mentally, very strongly focus on something, some goal, something you want to see happen or to have. Keep that very strongly. Project it with your prana out in the world, and it will happen. I think I just described, if you are into Wicca and magic and all that, you can probably describe it much better. But I read some books about that, and this is how they express it, I think, or the principle of it. And you who know more about such things can explain it better than I, but somewhere along that line. So we see that what we call here a virtual mind, meaning a mind that rules rather than being some hardly even existing, flimsy, function in the brain or whatever. Anyway, we discussed that in this chapter here, or whatever this section here called the virtual mind.